The owner of the shuttered Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant have hundreds of millions of dollars stashed away for the decommissioning process. Today, federal regulators announced it can also use that money to deal with spent nuclear fuel. But as VPR's John Dillon reports, that decision worries some state officials.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the decommissioning fund maintained by the Entergy Corporation has enough money to pay for dismantling the plant in 60 years and to manage the nuclear fuel. Neil Sheehan is a spokesman for the NRC. He says Entergy still believes it can do the decommissioning in a shorter time frame.
We're looking at it in terms of that longer period, but even with that, Entergy is saying with this expected growth that they think that they'll be able to accomplish both. Use money for spent fuel management and start on the dismantlement work much sooner than that 60-year horizon.
Sheehan says Entergy wants to use about $225 million out of the approximately $660 million decommissioning fund to handle the spent fuel. The state of Vermont has questioned the company's plans. Chris Recchia is commissioner of the Department of Public Service, which represents ratepayers.
We're concerned about the proper expenditure of the decommissioning trust fund because Vermont ratepayers contributed to that fund and have an interest in that fund at the end of the day. So if there's money left over, it's supposed to be split between Entergy and the ratepayers, and we want to make sure that the expenditures are related to radiological decommissioning first and foremost.
Recchia says it's possible that using the money for spent fuel storage will delay the decommissioning timetable.
Potentially, but it's not clear. It's not clear at this time.
The state wants Entergy to dismantle the plant within a 30 to 40-year time frame. Entergy, like other nuclear plant operators, has sued the Department of Energy to recover the money it's spending to store spent nuclear fuel. The companies argue that the federal government has failed to deliver on its promise to build a long-term repository for nuclear waste. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.